You know, I once heard somebody ask Bill Monroe, he was a French, it was a French interviewer, and we were over at Wembley in England, and I was sitting down in Bill's dressing room down there, and a couple of bashful brother Oswald and a few people from Roy Acuff's band, the old Grand Ole Opry crowd, were hanging out down below these, you know, way down and down underneath the whole Wembley Stadium, and Porter Wagoner and different people and starring out there on the stage. It was kind of in the mid-80s, and Bill was starting to really smile a lot. And he just, that little twitch at the corner of his mouth started going up and up and up and up. And this French man, he said, Mr. Monroe, were you not a bit disappointed when you were not included on the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band album? And Bill, he just kind of moved his hat a little bit and said, no, sir. Nitty, ain't that something to do with bugs? But Bill, I mean, Mr. Monroe, I, were you not upset that Elvis Presley made rock and roll out of your beautiful Blue Moon of Kentucky? No, sir, them were powerful checks. I got to be a bluegrass boy in this lifetime. And we would used to play the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night, and then we'd climb aboard the old bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown. And we'd ride all night up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree, yeah. Well, we'd ride all night, and then I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, yeah. We were stranded on the highway there in northern Kentucky up by Horse Caves. I was standing outside the bus watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east, and Bill, he was standing over a little ways off too, and he was watching. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And he walked up to me and he said, Pete Rones. He always called me plural. Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't you forget it, boy. He sang this melody and it just struck me like thunder. We wrote this tune together called The Walls of Time.